And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments against the Seattle Seahawks. Number five, December 19th, 1999. After surrendering a 10-point lead with just 54 seconds remaining, the Broncos' defense saved the day in overtime.
Third down and four. Big one here for the Bronco defense. The ball at the Denver 47. Empty backfield pressure. Crockett knocks the ball away. It is free. The ball bounds away. It's picked up. It's going to be scored. Glenn Kadraz is going to end it. The Bronco defense has done it. Ray Crockett sacked John Kitna. The ball bounded free. Glenn Kadraz scooped it up, went 37 yards, and Denver beat Seattle in overtime 36-30.
The overtime victory was the 300th in franchise history, thanks to the heroics of Glenn Kadraz and Ray Crockett. Number four, November 26th, 1989. The Broncos clipped the Seahawks' wings with a 41-14 win. The Denver defense sacked Seattle quarterbacks eight times, had two interceptions, and recovered two fumbles. John Elway threw for four touchdowns in just the first half. The Broncos clinched their fourth AFC West title in 6 years. Number three, December 20th, 1985. Quarterback John Elway, in just his third season, leads the Broncos to the comeback victory after trailing 17-0 on a Friday night in Seattle. First, he connected with Steve Watson for a 17-yard strike. Later, the duo struck again as Elway scrambled out of trouble for a deep 60-yard connection to Watson, setting up Steve Sewell's one-yard run to tie the game at 24 with 2:40 remaining. After Elway led the Broncos downfield once again, kicker Rich Carlos sealed the victory with a 43-yard field goal for the 27-24 win. Number two, September 23rd, 1979. Another amazing comeback from a 24-point deficit in the third quarter. This one authored by quarterback Craig Morton, who came in relief of starter Norris Weiss.
Up Church right. Morton straight back. Pumping it once. Throwing the pass for Up Church. He'll have to hurry. He's got it!
Morton threw three touchdown passes in just 2 minutes and 34 seconds of play. The orange-clad Broncos faithful went crazy, and Morton was pretty pumped, too. And number one, December 27th, 1998, the Broncos capped their 14th victory of the season with a 28-21 win over Seattle. John Elway threw for four touchdowns, including the 300th and final regular season touchdown of his career. But the story was running back Terrell Davis.
He's behind Elway by himself. He takes the handoff, running left. Terrell breaks a tackle. He's got it. There it is. Terrell Davis is mobbed by his teammates on the sideline. He has just become only the fourth player in NFL history to go over 2,000 yards in a single season.
Davis, the 1998 NFL MVP, would help lead the Broncos to their second consecutive Super Bowl victory.